have like maybe 2 or 3 cakes. Everything. She might have fried chicken. Just a lot of stuff. She has a variety for everyone.
But you never mentioned your grandparents. Did you mention your grandparents?
No, I didn't mention my grandmama now. All my grandparents are gone. They deceased. Uh-huh. Yeah. Both sides of the family. I just lost my last grandmother about 2 years ago. About two or three years ago. Yeah, they all gone. On my mother's side, my grandfather, he passed maybe, I can't remember the actual years, but I would say maybe he died in maybe 88, 89. Mm-hmm. Around that time, my grandmother just passed, his wife just passed about 3 years ago. And on my daddy's side of the family, his daddy, he died when I was real young. I remember him. I think he might have died when I was maybe about 10, maybe. And his wife, she died maybe. She died in the early 80s. Mm. Yeah, but all my grandparents are gone right now. Yeah, I miss them too.
Yeah. Mm. Tell me more about your son.
Devin. Devin's 11 years old. And he's a good kid, a real actor. Devin's in the fourth grade. He's supposed to be in the fifth grade, but when he was in the first grade, his mama decided that she needed to hold him back because she felt that he wasn't ready. So he repeated a grade. So he's in the fourth grade. And he's doing very well. He's a smart kid. He's on the honor roll this year. Yeah, he loves sports, video games, and he's an all-around good kid. He's just real active, real hyper. So, yeah, sometimes you have to make him just sit down and calm down, you know. But other than that, he's a good kid. You know? Actually, I'm surprised, you know. I just hope he keep it up, you know. But, we stay on it. You know, we talk to him about drugs and, you know, not getting into trouble, and so we tell him, as long as you keep your grades up, you know, you get what you want, you know. But as soon as you mess up, you know, stuff gonna start getting taken away. Yeah, but I spend maybe every time I come home, we always get together, you know. But I don't spend as much time as I should spend with him. But like he was just here this past weekend. So yeah, he's okay.
He lives around here?
He lives in Stockbridge. His mom, she married, remarried, and they bought a house out in McDonough. I'm sorry. Okay. They bought a house in McDonough.
So you were married before?
No. No, we was gonna get married, but it just didn't work out. Yeah. Didn't work out. I went my way and she went her way. But you know, we still got our son, so it's all good. We still friends, we talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. One day we might end up getting back together. Never know. I don't know.
Okay, so so tell me a little bit more about your dinners, like your Christmas dinners. I kinda cut you off before to talk about your grandparents, so tell me a little bit more about what goes on at Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving dinner. What's that like?
We just sit around and laugh and joke, watch some movies and DVDs or some plays or whatnot, like a Tyler Perry play or something. You know.
Tyler Perry play?
You don't know the play? Like